have
And
a look.
when the workmen come, we just have to give it priority. So that's why he's having to run around. And he also had an emergency dentist visit this morning too. So juggling many things. But that's the ordinary household life and just the same realities, seeing, hearing, thinking, attachment, disturbance. But there can be sati and panya anytime. No obstacle for the development of the path, no matter how busy one is or how many household duties one has.
刚刚 Sarah 说的是，他们现在很忙，然后，John 刚好临时又有事情，那些牙医什么的。那 Sarah 的意思是，这个就是我们在家中的生活，可能很多事情要处理，但是不管是什么事情有多忙，总是有在看在听，那是贪爱或嗔恨，不管是什么状况，都会有，觉知跟智慧升起的可能。所以其实，不必预设什么状况比较好。这些法都是因缘生灭，无我控制的。好，那泰你要问那个问题，对不对？
对啊
那你要不要自己用英文问，慢慢练习吧？
，I have a question. I listened to the discussion yesterday, and there's one question. I think it's quite interesting. I would like to bring it up. If I see a snake is going to eat a frog, so I should help the frog to be avoid from the danger. In order to apply for the metta parami, or I should understand is the nature of the animal realm, like so I should just 无贝卡。就是我昨天听一个讨论啊，然后他们就在说有一只蛇，它正要吃一只青蛙，所以那时候我应该是要去帮助那只青蛙不要被蛇吃掉，还是说我应该要就平等心对待，因为了解物竞天择本来就是这样子，所以我就不应该去就是焦虑这件事情，就应该就平等心对待，让它就这样子发生。
Can you do anything?
你能做任何事吗
If I can,
？No, impossible. No, if.
不可能的，没有。如果我可以。
Who is this I or you that can do anything, Pat? If you think I can do help the frog or I can't help it, but who is it that can help? Who can decide to see or to hear?
那个可以去帮忙或不能帮忙的你在哪里？有你可以去帮忙或不能帮忙吗？看你可以回答啊。
我听佛法，所以我知道没有我可以去帮忙。
那
可是，
你用英文直接回 Sarah 没关系。
after I listened to Dhamma, I understand there is no self, but probably metta will arise. So we'll have the intention try to help the frog.
But a snake is hungry too.
When you say probably metta will arise and you can try and have the intention, but at this moment, whether or not metta arises whilst associating with our friends, each moment, each metta depends on conditions. And if there's the idea, I will try or I will have the intention of metta, is that metta or is that the idea that I can do something?
刚刚之前呢，他也是说，他虽然知道无我，并没有我可以做任何事情哦，但是在那个时候，他可能会升起慈爱，要去帮忙那只青蛙免于被吃掉的危险。那么 Sarah 是说，那现在呢？现在有没有慈爱升起？那在那个状况下，如果有一个意图认为我要有慈悲心，我应该要怎么做？那个时候是不是？真的慈悲，还是其实是有一个我的存在的一个看法，可以去做这个做那个。
As soon as there's the idea now, should I have metta or should I have upekkha? It's not understanding at this very moment. It's not metta and it's not kusala upekkha because it's thinking, I should do, I should decide, I should have the intention. So at that moment, it's clinging to I that can do something, I that can control the world, I can organize life, not understanding what is conditioned at this very moment already.
Mm-hmm. 因为原来的问题是说，在那种状况下，我应该有什么，还是保持平等心，事情该怎么发生就怎么发生，各有它的因果业力。在那个状况下，那现在呢？现在是不是应该有慈悲心或平等心？那么我刚刚有显示网络不稳定的时候停了一下，那么现在呢，有没有了解这一刻，不管是慈爱或平等心，也不是由谁来控制的。否则在那个状况下还是会有一个我可以控制什么，我应该要怎么样。
So when seeing the snake about to eat the frog, actually each moment of seeing, each visible object seen, each moment of thinking, each moment of clinging to the idea that I can do something, each moment of metta, each moment of disturbance, dosa, everyReality is conditioned, not I can do anything.
嗯，好 ，Sarah， 这边的重点是，不管在现在或是那个情况里，其实一样哦，都是有在看或在听，或者是在想，或者有邪见升起。那也就是说，了解是最重要的。那至于在那个时候会怎么样，其实你就会，你了解现在，你就会了解那个时候会怎么样。那就 ，Were you going to say something?
What is Panyabarami?
智慧波罗蜜是什么
？In the beginning about Panyabarami, what is that?
在一开始就能有智慧波罗蜜啊？智慧波罗蜜是什么？Pat， 你要不要回答？
嗯，智慧波罗蜜，嗯，就是了解真相是没有我，没有人，只有明法和色法。
Panyabarami is the understanding of there's only nama and rupa.No self, no atta.
Okay, so what is a snake?
好，那如果是这样的话，那蛇是什么？
蛇是动物啊。
Snake is an animal.
Yes, but what is it?
星星锁，色法，星星锁。
Snake is citta, jetasika, rupa.
At moment of thinking about whether I do this or that, at moment of seeing a frog, eat that snake. Is that Panyabarami?
那么在看到蛇要吃青蛙的时候，去想着我应该要做什么，应该要做什么的时候，那个时候是智慧波罗蜜吗？
嗯，好像不是。
Probably not.
Okay. And if this is Kun Vincent, is that Panyabarami?
当你看到画面，这是 Vincent 的时候，那这个时候是智慧波罗蜜吗？
不是。
At moment of seeing a snake.What is the Espana?
在看到哦，这是一条蛇的时候，那个时候是智慧吗？
不是。
No.
See, so it cannot be with a duress of that will be Panyabarami. But it is the moment of understanding the truth of that moment from hearing again and again about what is seeing and what is that which is seen and so on. See.That's why if you keep on thinking about a situation as I, a snake, or whatever is there, it's not Panyabarami.
所以呢，如果一直是想着情境的故事，是我是青蛙是蛇，我是否应该这样做，或是否应该那样做，在这样的情况下没有了解，其实是什么在看，什么被看到，那个时候不是智慧波罗蜜。
And no matter how much we talk about it,It's not the understanding of that which appears.
那么不管我们讨论什么，讨论很多，如果不能够了解那个出现的是什么
，To understand that moment as it is the beginning of understanding to be developed to be Parami, to become enlightened the truth such at that moment. Otherwise, we keep on thinking about this and that, not understanding at all what that moment is.
那么开始了解，像比如说那样子的状况的那一刻，到底那一刻是什么？这是智慧开始建立哦，就跟现在这一刻是什么？当有真的了解这一刻它本来的样子是什么的时候，而不是表面的样子的时候，这是开始建立智慧。
There is visible object at moment of seeing, and if no thought or understanding a little bit about that moment, little by little, it cannot be Panjabarami.
So, 一样哦，那个任何情境下去看的，被看到的，的被了解，是可以逐渐累积智慧波罗蜜。
Even visible object now is appearing, but no thinking or no understanding of the truth of it. That's why it cannot be controlled. So it's only thinking whether I'll do this or whether I'll do that. But when it comes, it's not as you think. It depends on conditions.
那么，像现在色尘就有在出现，有在升起，但是它并没有被了解，它到底是什么？那是很正常的，因为现在他们没有被了解，我们就一直想，一直想着各种状况。但是在那个蛇吃青蛙的那个状况的那个时候呢，会发生什么？其实那个时候有他的条件或进行。
No one can stop thinking at all, no matter what one is thinking now. But the understanding from hearing again and again, and consider that which is now appearing, little by little, it will bring more interest.And beginning to develop the understanding of the truth as no one there.
所以一样是建立逐渐对现在这一刻出现的法的了解，这个的了解的累积才会真正累积更多的信心跟兴趣去知道真相是什么。
That's why all dharmas are anatta. Otherwise, I'll do this and that.
所有的法都不是我或我的，否则总是有一个我想要做这个做那个。Pat, 你可以不必接受，你可以继续问，比如说，那慈悲波罗蜜啊，你那时候想的不是智慧波罗蜜，你想的是慈悲波罗蜜要去帮。
对啊，智慧波罗蜜，我觉得老师刚刚讲智慧波罗蜜还蛮清楚的，可是因为波罗蜜毕竟是十个，他们是彼此支持，所以只有智慧波罗蜜是领导其他的波罗蜜，可是。那慈悲波罗蜜跟平等心呢
？Okay, the question from Pat is: It's clear, Ajahn just explained the Banya Baramis, which lead all the other Baramis. But also, I'm thinking about Metta Baramis and Upekkha Baramis. That should be also cultivated.
People can have Metta, but without Banya.Can that be parami to know that it's only a moment of a reality conditioned to be there, no one there at all? And this even a little bit of understanding can be panya parami, develops on and on, little by little when it arises.
那么如果没有智慧波罗蜜，就像刚刚提到，他是带领其他的波罗蜜，就不会有真正的慈悲波罗蜜。在那一刻呢，所谓的慈悲的时候，有没有了解那个只是实相而已，并没有任何蛇青蛙在那里。即使是慈悲，也是慈爱，也是一个法而已，也不是由你决定的。
Otherwise, it would be just I all the time to have more and more metta.
否则会一直都是我，一直都是我，是我要有更多的慈爱。
And it's at the point of listening to the teachings of the Buddha about.Anatta.
所以我们现在听闻佛法的佛陀的教导的整个重点是在根本就没有我，没有阿达，没有任何。
What about a moment of anger when it's there? And Panya can understand that as no one there at all. That is part of me. Even that moment is not self which is angry, but without Panya, it's impossible to have no idea of self.
那么同样的慈爱的相反嗔恨升起的时候，它就跟我们刚讨论的慈爱的升起，培养慈爱，可是嗔恨的升起，你不想要培养嗔恨，嗔恨的升起有没有被了解，它也是我的，它也不是你的。
So the precious moment in life is the moment of understanding what is there, not just I want to be metta.
所以生命中最珍贵的那一刻是了解在那里的是什么，而不是说我是不是应该要更多的慈爱或平等心。
Is there memory, sanya, now, remembrance?
现在有想运吗？去记忆，去标记吗？
How can there be the understanding of that which remembers as not me, because it arises with its moment of citta?
那么 想运或者是去记忆这个心所呢，他每一刻跟着心升起，要怎么样他才会被了解，他并不是我，不是我的，不是我的记忆。
There can be condition for metta to arise, but what about condition for right understanding of that which appears can arise?
慈悲慈爱会有它升起的条件。那么关于智慧升起的条件呢？可以去了解那个出现的是什么，那个智慧升起的条件是什么。
To understand this is the way to let go the idea of self at moment of metta, at moment of anger, at moment of love, and every moment in life.
了解这个呢，其实就是了解每一刻哦，那一刻不管是慈爱或嗔恨或是任何其他的出现的法，而不是情的故事。
So what is the point of listening to the teachings of the Buddha?
所以听闻佛陀教导的意义重点到底是什么？
Which is now appearing, whatever is that, there can be the development of understanding the truth of it from considering the word of the Buddha when we are talking about any reality right now.
我们听佛陀的教导，闻慧的目的当然是整个重点在于能够识慧。思慧的对象就是现在正在出现的法，不管是什么。
What is metta?
什么是慈爱？
慈爱就是为别人的福祉着想。
Metta is the considering the welfare of the other beings.
Is considering metta?
那着想，替其他众生着想是那个着想是慈爱吗
？See, that cannot be the.Understanding clearly about whatever appears now until the study, the teaching of each word of the Buddha begin to develop more and more to begin to understand what is there. Because even right now, not only one reality appears as it is, so many, many realities all around. So just say that it's yourself is not enough.
所以如果只是知道诸法无我这样子是没有用，它不够的。那如果不是因为更进一步越来越了解佛陀的话的意义呢，那对现在出现的法，现在有很多法正在生灭，可是我们有对任何一个出现的法有真正了解它的本质是什么吗？
So what is that which we say metta?
所以那个我们称为慈爱的这个法到底是什么？
What the reality is that appearing to be known as metta?
那个被之所以被称为慈爱的那个法，它的特征是什么？它出现的时候，它的特征是什么
？We can talk about the words about metta, but what is there now? See, is it metta or is it not metta or what is it? Otherwise, there must be the idea of self all the time with ignorance.
我们可以讨论慈爱哦，但是现在呢，慈爱现在出现的有没有慈爱呢？还是别的？我们如果没有去了解正在出现的，一直在讨论没有出现的，那就是一直在想，一直在想，我在想，通常是有无明的伴随。
So what is the reality of metta? There are so many, many realities, but what is that which is metta?
有好多好多法，那个被称为慈爱的法到底是什么
？Is it there now?
现在有吗？现在有没有慈爱
？Without the teachings of the Buddha.That can never be known, the truth of whatever is there now. See, we talk about metta, but is the metta now?
没有佛陀的教导，我们是不可能知道现在在那里的到底它的特征本质是什么。现在有慈爱吗？
If you'd like to have metta, what is the metta that you'd like to have?
那你想要有慈爱吗？那个你想要有的慈爱是什么？
So at moment when metta is there, what is not there and what is there?
在有慈爱的那一刻呢，什么在那里，什么不在那里？
慈爱的那一刻没有嗔恨。
At the moment of metta, there is no dosa.
Okay, is then metta or dosa now?
那么现在有慈爱或者是有嗔恨吗？
好像没有。
It seems no.
What is that?
那要不然那什么在那里？现在如果没有慈爱嗔恨，那有什么？
有疑问啊。
It's a doubt, question.
Can that be thought carefully to know? We can use many, many words, many, many answers, but all are in the book. But when it's now, can there be the understanding of what we have learned from the book?
我们可以有各种回答是根据书本学来的知识哦。但是不管我们回答什么，现在这一刻我们有没有真的了解根据我们的回答，不管是哪一个，了解现在正在出现的法的那个真相是什么。
So what is the benefit of studying the teachings of the Buddha?
所以研读佛法的利益是什么？
是了解真相，了解真相是没有人，没有我。
To understand the truth is anatta.
Yes, but to understand this very moment as it is, all of that in the book, but when it's just there, no one knows, because it's only thinking, considering about the characteristic and the way it is, but when it's there, see, it's another level of understanding, which without the intellect understanding, it's impossible to have the clear, higher understanding of what is there now can be.
就我们可以讲，我们可以讲学佛法是为了了解诸法无我这些真相，但是我们有没有了解现在这一刻就是诸法无我的真相呢？我们所有的回答根据书本的知识，跟我们能够知道现在这一刻，跟书本的知识是有真的一致去验证的时候，这是不同层次的智慧。我们现在有没有了解现在什么在那里
？So Pat, we have the idea that I will help the frog and have metta. Just thinking about I will have and I would like to have metta.
好，所以 Stella 的意思是，在那个情况下，想着这样子，我应不应该，是慈爱或者平等心的时候，其实还是有一个我，一个我的存在，它有一个控制的意图，可以做这个，或者就有个可以做那个的不同的意图，是由那个人来决定的。
So just like now, whilst talking to our friends or thinking of the others, there may be conditions for friendliness, kindness.Considering the welfare of others, of metta. But this is different from the idea, I will come here and I will have metta.
那么比如说在现在啊，分享讨论佛法，那么或许会有条件升起，慈爱，保持友善，然后替，大家替别人着想。这个因缘条件如有跟我要来参加这个讨论，我要来帮助别人的那个意图，这两件事情是不一样的。
If there is the idea, I will have the intention to have understanding now, or I will have more metta now. Actually, no metta at all, because it's just clinging to oneself. I would like to be the one with more understanding. I would like to have more metta.
所以 condition 跟 intention 这是不一样的。当我想要有意图。Intention 想要来了解，想要来帮助别人，跟他很自然的去了解，有条件申请了，这是两件事。如果你是意图想要来多了解，想要来有申请慈爱，那一刻其实当然是有我，为了我。
So this is why John asked, "What is metta? Is the metta now? Because if there's no understanding of the characteristic of metta, then it appears now."Then just thinking I would have metta another time is just fantasy thinking because now there's no understanding. So I was just saying if there's no understanding now when there is metta or what the nature of metta is now, then how can metta develop at other times?
如果在这一刻呢不能够了解是不是有慈爱或者是慈爱它的特征是什么如果这一刻不能了解慈爱又怎么建立那这一刻不能 别的时刻为什么可以
And like you mentioned, in truth, even now, perhaps some moments of metta, but perhaps some moments of dosa, for example, when the sound isn't clear, moments of doubt, not understanding what is said, seeing, hearing, so many different realities arising and falling away instantly.
那么就像现在哦刚刚 Pat 有提到，现在或许有慈爱，或许有嗔恨，或许有对解答的怀疑，那这些都是现在的法，他们都是可以被了解的。但是其实现在全部真的有被了解吗？
So when we realize that even now, the idea that I will have metta all the time, or I can have metta, is the wrong idea, then this is the way to understand at another time, thinking of a situation like helping the frog and having lots of metta is just a fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Because even now, who can make metta arise?
Mm-hmm. 好，就像现在啊，谁可以让慈爱升起呢？当有一个想法，我应该要保持慈爱，或者是我应该要有慈爱，当我去想着我是不是在那个时候我要去帮助那个青蛙，这个都只是在想象，在幻想一些情境而已。
And if we're talking about upekkha or equanimity, the chaitasika upekkha or equanimity arises with all wholesome cittas. So at a moment of metta, there is equanimity at that moment. So it's not a matter of metta or upekkha.
所以回到刚刚那个要不要救青蛙这件事情，好像是选择要不要慈爱的救青蛙，或者是保持平等心，让因果自己去运作。可是事实上，五贝卡平等心呢，它只会跟着善心升起。所以，真的有慈爱的那一刻，五贝卡也在啊。他们并不是选 A 就没有 B， 他们两个是同时有的。
And if we're talking about upekkha parami, it is the upekkha, the equanimity that develops together with panya.Understanding whatever is conditioned at this moment, not the idea of I will decide not to help the frog so that I can have upekkha parami. That is not understanding what is upekkha and what is upekkha parami conditioned by panya at this moment.
那么当我们讲到平等心的波罗蜜的时候，它是要有智慧伴随的。那么当我们想的是在蛇吃青蛙那个时候，我是不是可以保持平等心，让因果自己去运作？那个时候其实就是掉入了一个我可以要有平等心这件事情，那并没有真的了解有智慧伴随的平等心是了解这一个所谓的不管看到的青蛙或者是正在生灭出现的法，它的本质是因缘的，是生灭的。
The idea of I can do something, I can have an intention, I can make an effort, I will have more kusala by doing this or that is so deeply rooted. So this is why the understanding of the Buddha's teachings is so very difficult and so very subtle.
其实这是很好的一个例子哦，这也说明了那个深深根植于我们的不善哦，我可以有什么意图？我可以做这个，我可以努力什么？我可以要这样子，我想要那样子，我应该让它发生。这个是深深根植的不善，这也是学习佛法的困难的地方。
On Saturday, John and I gave a talk to quite a large group of people in Sydney, and many of them had studied the Buddha's teachings for quite a long time, but still the same idea.I can follow the path, I should make more effort, I can have metta parami by doing this or that, completely missing the point that all dhammas are anatta.
所以上个星期就 John 跟 Sarah 呢在雪梨呢有一个蛮大型的，可能四五十个人的佛法讨论哦。那些人都其实读佛法很久了，可是他们一样都有这个根植的这种我可以建立八正道，我可以有更多的善，我可以培养慈爱，一样都是有一个意图在那边，我可以很努力，我应该要更努力等等的。没有真的了解诸法无我。
So this is why we stress, why Ajahn stresses, why the Buddha stressed right from the beginning, there has to be the understanding now of seeing now, what is seen now.The dhammas which experience objects, the namas, and the dhammas that don't experience anything, the rupas.
这也就是为什么阿 John 呢， 佛陀的教导里面呢，一直在强调的，现在呢出现的法，现在有在看，有在听，现在去经验的明法，以及被经验不能经验的这些设法，为什么他们一直被强调
？And this is all there is to life, just those realities which experience and those realities which don't experience anything, each one arising by many intricate conditions, as you understand well.None of them that can be controlled by any imaginary self.
嗯哼，比如说现在去经验的明法，现在去出现的设法，被经验的设法，他们的身体都有非常细致、细微、复杂的因缘条件哦。你越了解这些因缘条件的复杂度，你越能够更进一步的知道，根本就没有我的存在去控制这些法的生灭，去支配这些法。
So it can be fun to think, oh, will I help the frog or will I not? Or will I rescue this person on a sinking boat or that person? And like you say, there are many discussions where Buddhists discuss all these points. But it's just fantasy thinking because it's not understanding the reality now, which is conditioned, such as the now, which can only arise when it's conditions and falls away instantly.Not in anyone's control at all.
嗯哼，就像如果现在不能够了解这一刻正在出现的实相，并不是由任何人控制的，在那些各种情况里，一样也不会了解，反而都是陷入那个情况里，该不该救青蛙，然后该不该怎么样？所以整个的差别就在于，我们一直在表面实相里面转，还是我们其实有在知道，有去试着探究现在正在出现的吧。
So if I say, should I see now or should I hear now? Of course, it's ridiculous because we know that now no one can decide whether to see or hear because the seeing arises and has fallen away long before there's any idea of I can see and the same with hearing. So seeing arises by its conditions, hearing arises by its conditions, thinking arises by its conditions.This is the way to understand no I who can do anything.
嗯哼，就好像你不会问自己，我现在应该去看吗？我现在应该去听吗？在你有在想这些事情之前，其实这些看听都有各自的条件，都已经都在发生了。每一刻有这么多条件，所以当我们逐渐的去了解、去看、去听，这些根本都不是由你决定的时候，都有它的因缘条件的时候，我们才会慢慢真的。开始了解我到底在讲什么。
So whilst we think in terms of situations, stories about different scenarios, of course it seems that I can control, decide to have more metta or more upekkha. But when there is more and more understanding about the realities of life at this moment, then it becomes clearer and clearer that.No one can choose, no one can select, no one can control, even for a moment, what arises now.
嗯，所以我们在想着那个该不该救青蛙的这些故事，现在在想是不是我应该决定先到时候决定要我的意图是要救还是不救青蛙。可是如果能够了解现在正在出现的法，能够在这个时候培养智慧，培养累积智慧波罗蜜。那么就可以越来越了解那一刻，那一刻的情况。其实你不会去计划，因为那一刻到的时候，其实自然就有因缘条件正在发生。
And this is why it's such a relief to study and understand more about the teachings. No need to think, shall I do this or shall I do that? And would it be better if I'd gone route A instead of route B? Because it's just thinking which is conditioned at this moment.
这就是为什么在越了解佛陀的教导越正见越加深的时候是越轻松的那个越知道没有我越轻松因为你就没有那个我应该要做这个我应该要做那一个的这种包袱
So instead of conditioning more and more doubt and worry about whether I should help this animal or that animal or this or thatIt brings joy because one knows that each moment it's conditioned. And like Ajahn said, even if dosa arises, it can be the object of understanding. right now, this moment.
嗯哼，所以与其呢累积更多的担心或者怀疑，或者是应该救这个动物或者不应该救这个动物，了解现在的法这件事情呢，了解因缘和合，没有我在支配这件事情呢，会是喜悦升起的条件。即使是嗔恨升起的时候，它也可以成为被智慧了解的对象。
And we're also very, very fortunate here to have heard about dharmas as anatta, dharmas as conditioned. It's really the greatest blessing in life to have heard and begin to understand the truth that no one can control anything in life, even for a moment.
嗯哼，所以我们是非常的幸运能够在这里讨论佛法，这个真相是所有的法都并不是我，那么这些法都有它的因缘条件升起的，这是一个非常大的一个庇佑，能够听到真相是什么。
我觉得很好欸，还蛮觉得今天刚刚听我讲中文哦，我刚刚听阿展说，然后听 Sarah 解释，我觉得就对智慧好像有比较深的了解。如果没有智慧的话，其他的善你都以前你可能会觉得它是波罗蜜，那我是在做善的事。可是如果没有智慧带领的话，其实都只是往反方向，都只是更加深那个我的邪见，一直一直在加深，可是都不知道，还以为自己都在做对的事，做善的事。对啊，所以刚刚要谢谢阿詹跟谢谢 Sarah， 觉得还蛮清楚的。
Pat said she appreciate after the discussion, she appreciate a bit more about the meaning of Panyaparamis. Without Panyaparamis, the other Kusala actually could be my Kusala. It's only opposite direction.
Yes, because you see that no matter how much we learned from the book about metta, about dosa, about this and that, but the truth is that even it's there, there is only thinking about that. It's not the direct understanding of a reality at a time. That's why we can see the depth and the subtlety of the teachings of each word. For example, we just repeat the word, it's not me, they are only different realities, which some are nama, which some are rupa. But now, see, what is the nama and what is a rupa cannot be directly known yet. That's why we talk about the arising and falling away and different stages of vipassanayana. But without the understanding, which can be directly conditioned to understand this very object, it's not the way.
Okay. 所以呢，刚刚不管我们在讲慈爱或嗔恨呢，我们从书里面学到跟这两个有关的知识，可是现在呢，书本的知识跟现在呢，现在我们可以讨论很多哦，法都不是我，那么法都有它的因缘条件生灭，这些书本的知识，但是现在呢，现在有什么在那里？我们没有探究现在什么在那里，它跟书本的知识学来的。如果我们从来不去想现在出现的法，那我们怎么可能真正的去直接经验它？
So what is now there to be known first or before other is that the difference between the characteristic of the nama and the rupa, that which is now seen and that which is now seen. See, we forget each moment when there is seeing and thinking and talking about other things because the conditions is not enough to condition moment of not forgetting the characteristic of that which is now there.
像现在每一刻其实都有明法跟色法，都有那个去经验的跟被经验的或什么都不知道的都在发生，可是他们都混在一起，我们并没有因缘条件让我们真的去了解现在正在发生的，我们没有那个能力条件去区分什么是明法什么是色法，即使这两个名词在书本的知识很容易知道，但是现在呢，那个去经验的跟那个都不知道的有清楚吗？
So it's not just be confident on the truth of this moment as itself, because the characteristic which experience is not clearly known yet. And that which is seen is always something all the time. It shows that no right understanding of the truth of its characteristic as rupa, as we used to say.
所以彼此我们会说诸法无我，这些法都是无我的，可是并没有我的存在，我们的信心到底有多深呢？我们现在其实都是有个人或有个东西在那里，不是吗？所以明法跟设法并没有被清楚的区分开来，我们对我们的信心其实只是还是蛮浅的、哦、
It's easy to say this is nama and that is rupa, but the direct understanding of that which now nama or rupa is not clearly known yet, because it's not the higher understanding which comes from or conditioned by the intellectual understanding of them now.
所以我们可以很容易说、哦、这个明法是明法，设法是设法，我们可以很容易的说出书本的知识，但是现在是没有办法被清楚的区别，可是也只有透过现在自然的去探究现在的明法跟设法，才能够真的累积去经验他们的因缘条件。
Does anyone rush to know this? Just try and try this way and that way. It's impossible. It's more and more attachment and wrong understanding of the self and of the path.
那么有没有谁想要快一点能够区分明法跟设法？那是他
们，
那是错误的道路。
And to understand this truthfully, that is Kanti Parami.Patience to listen again and again and again to condition direct awareness of what is now appearing by conditions, not by anyone tries to do.
所以想要快一点能够区分什么是明法，什么是设法，这跟耐心波罗蜜是相反的。耐心波罗蜜是有能够忍辱的，能够有耐心的去慢慢的听法，听法实惠才有机会慢慢去区分明法设法的差别。
Is Kanti Parami clear now?
那么耐心波罗蜜这个解释有清楚吗？它很重要。
No rushing to do anything to try to understand this and that, to only think about it by oneself, but to listen and understand more about each reality as non-self, nothing in it, no one is there.
所以这个耐心波罗蜜并不是急着这样子或那样子的某个方法赶快来增加智慧，去了解明法设法，去了解不同的内观智，并不急哦，而是有耐心的去这样子闻会讨论去思会。
So is there now the Upadana Khanda now?
现在有五取蕴吗？
We all know about the five khandas. What are they, please, again?
我们都知道五蕴，老师要讨论五蕴了，请问五蕴是什么？谁回答一下？
五蕴就是色、受、想、行、识。
The five khanda are rupa khanda, vedana, sanya, sankara, and vijnana khandas.
Okay, is that rupa now?
那么现在有色法吗？
有。
Yes.
Okay, but not yet the understanding of it as no one, nothing there.
好，现在有设法，但是还没有真的了解它并不是一个东西，不是属于谁的。
As long as one takes it for something, it reminds the panya to understand that that is not yet the clear understanding of the rupa.
当还有一个东西在那里的概念的时候呢，这也是提醒了我们。智慧还没有累积到真的了解那个设法，并不是它的本质是什么，还没有真的了解。
Until from more and more understanding, it conditions the moment of just it's the reality, only a reality, nothing there.
那么这个智慧的累积是逐渐加深到他真的知道，它只是一个法，它并不是谁的，它并不是一个。任何东西
like now, sound is heard, but no understanding it as just it's only there by condition. So it's just there, no one, nothing in it.
比如说声音的本质还没有真的被了解哦，它被听到了，声音里面并没有任何人或任何东西，不是人的声音哦。
That's right. It has to be one's own understanding in order to let go the idea of self.
一定要是我们自己的累积的了解，才能够慢慢消除我的执取。
That's the reason why there is listening again and again and again for what to understand it little, little to understand the characteristic which is not thing or anyone there at all right now.
这就是为什么我们一直要讨论，一直要讨论佛法，才能够有这个条件，一点一滴的加深正见的了解。
That's right. There must be the firm understanding, confidence on.No one, only that which arises and appears. Just only when it appears is there. Otherwise, no more at all. Sunyata.
所以我们在做的就是在一直在累积这个理智上的了解跟他的信心的坚定，这个坚定，那么才能够真的了解，在那里的根本就不是我，没有人，他会出现，只有在他出现的时候，然后在别的时候都找不到。
And the understanding of the truth of no one there at all will condition moment of more and more different kinds of kusya.
那么在了解真相这个的累积呢，它会成为其他善的升起的因缘条件。
To condition the direct awareness to be aware of what is there now, uncontrollable, very, very slowly, very, very longly. That's why it takes.All kinds of kusala to arise, otherwise, avijja is there with akusala.
要了解真相，也就是在这一刻的真相，这是一条非常非常长漫长的道路哦。这就是为什么需要培养各种善，是需要各种善来净化这个心。
And this is the condition to condition metta and other kinds of kusala.
那么也因为这样子才能够。成为慈爱跟其他善的因缘条件，这些其他的善的因缘条件必须来自于智慧。
More time to consider the reality from what is heard, just one word at a time, until all day or many, many moments in a day, there can be condition for understanding whatever is there, little by little.
我们现在在讨论佛法在思慧的时候，是一次一个，不是。就是一个弄清楚，那么这样子也会成为我们开始每天有非常非常多时刻自然的去思会的一个条件。
Otherwise, attachment and ignorance is the condition moment thinking a lot about this and this on and on all day in one's life.
否则呢，无明跟贪爱会一直在那里，他们会成为一直去想着这个想着那个的一个因缘条件。
So that now there is seeing when there's the moment of beginning to study in order to understand clearer that seeing just sees no one. If it does not arise, there's no seeing at all. So seeing is that which experiences what appears now.
比如说现在我们在看，我们有真的去探究什么是看吗？那个去看的它的条件以及没有在看的时候呢
？And only few moments is not enough at all. It needs more and more thinking wisely, considering, reflecting by conditions. See, so it's more difficult than one think one can try or one can do.
那么，只是一次的思会去探究什么是演示是不够的。那么，可是。去思会去探究演示它也要因缘条件是自然发生的而不是透过我要透过一个意图我要去思会我要去了解演示所以这个了解真相的过程比我们想象中是要困难的很
Even one talks and talks about seeing right now but without the wise considering wise reflection of the reality which arises justcondition to arise to see only and then never more just cannot arise again
嗯哼那么一样哦我们可以讨论演示可是如果只是讲演示的知识是没有帮助的但是我们一定要到现在有在看对不对这个看是有它的因缘条件有各种因缘条件没有这些条件那个看是不可能发生的
and that is the function of samasati or direct awarenessWhen it's there, it's known. Beginning to understand no one can condition that moment at all. The anothingness appears a little more and more, clearer and clearer, until it can appear clearly to the higher developed panya. But the object is exactly the same as now.
那么除了刚刚提到眼识是因缘才能升起灭去的法，那么直接去经验什么是眼识这个 Samasati 这个正念呢，它也是因缘和合的法。那这个的培养，当它真的升起去经验法的时候，那个法的对象跟现在是一样的，只是那个法的对象，那个对象被直接经验，而且变得开始变得更清楚。
Not for the idea of self, I'll know, I'll be better, and on, but it's to understand that actually there's no me, no thing at all.
那么为了什么呢？不是为了我，不是为了更好的我，是为了了解根本就没有我。
Not about the snake and the frog. See, no understanding at the moment of thinking about frog and snake. And not only that, more and more story about the other things.
所以我们要了解的是，在想着这些蛇跟青蛙的那个想，那个想是可以被了解的。
If someone would say do this and do that, do you think that it's good to know? Because when time comes, who knows what is there and what will be there next from this moment?
那么，所以当那个情况真的发生的时候，谁会知道那个时候会发生什么事情呢？那个时候的因缘条件，现在有谁能知道呢
？What is now?Something, but what is it?
老师，我有一个问题，就是从 Pat 跟我之前上次问说要怎么回应别人，老师说这个都是 condition 因缘和合，我有体会，就是体会到了，但是还是很困惑，就是说，那我在面对。我们生活中的大小事的时候，用什么态度去面对这些事？我只能等着因缘和合起来，我什么都不要做吗？我要怎么？我知道那是因缘和合，我不能控制的，里面没有我。可是我要怎么？我怎么反应？比方说，我看到有人在打架，我
知道。Irene's question is about, yes, all the dharma are conditioned, they are anatta, but in life.We have different situations. What should be the attitude to face the situation? Like there may be someone who are in fightings. Then what's... It's not... So the question is about all are conditioned. So I should just wait and see what's happened.
Is there anyone?
现在有人吗？有，不是现在是有人。
只有法。只有自然升起跟灭去，就是一切都是法。我知道不能控制，那我不知道我现在要怎么办。
I know there are only dharmas; they are not under anyone's control. But I don't know what to do in that kind of situation.
Because it's still I. Even there's no I, it has to be just as it is conditioned. Is that right?
所以老师的意思是，那个又回到我不知道该怎么办，对不对？还是我？你可以知道这个差别吗？真的懂因缘和合跟哦，我该怎么办呢？如果都是这样子，我到底什么事都不能做吗？那个又落到我里面去了。
那个差别我大概体会出的就是，如果我有智慧了，我就没有就会没有我就该就会知道怎么办。但是就是现在没有智慧。
嗯哼。If there is a banya, then they will be conditioned to react right, correctly. But the problem is now there's no banya.
Is thinking now someone?
现在去想的是某个人吗？
对，会去想。
不，老师说去想的是某个人吗？
就是说我去，老师是问说我去面对那这件事想的是不是我？是不是？
老师是说 is thinking someone 去。那个去想的是某个人吗？是谁？是有人在想吗？是人在想吗？
没有。
No, not anyone.
So at moment of seeing, is there someone?
所以在看的那一刻是有人在看吗？
没有，是法，是心。
No, it's dharma, it's chitta.
So at moment of thinking, is thinking someone?
所以在想的时候想，那个去想的是人吗？
没有我啊，是心啊。
No, I is chitta.
So, what condition the I, if there is no thinking that I think?
那是什么让我们会认为是我在想？
邪见、无明、无知。
Ditti, ignorance.
See, so thinking arises and seeing arises. Everything is conditioned to arise. No one can stop anything to arise as long as there are conditions for its arising. So while one is thinking about what can I do, there are conditions for many, many things to arise. There can be death, there can be something interrupted, see, by conditions. But as long as there is the clinging to that which arises as something, the way to have the right attitude is to understand the truth. But it's not easy to understand it. Actually, even you don't try to do anything, it has to be conditioned to be just as it is conditioned. See, you cannot stop what is going to be next moment. You try to not have it arise. It's impossible. You want it to arise this way, but it arises not as you think, by conditions. So to relieve that, actually, what has to be, what is conditioned to be, has to be as it's conditioned. So at moment of thinking, it's conditioned to think like that. See, at moment of try to find out, it's that moment of no one, but it's conditioned to be the moment of finding out, see? So the best thing in life is to understand, actually, there are so many different realities, but how much they are different. It is only the arising of different kind of reality. One is that which is now experiencing an object, and the other cannot experience that realm. So no dukkha. Take it for anything at all. It has to be its, as its own way to be conditioned to be.
老师这段很长哦，但是他所有的两个重点，第一个大重点是围绕在condition 哦，就是不管你在看、在看或在听或在想，你为什么会这样想？你为什么要去想着应该要怎么做？都是有它的条件。那既然讲 condition， 讲各种条件，死亡也有可能突然发生，我们都不知道的。可是我们会这样子想或那样子想或关心这件事或关心那件事，这一切都是因为因缘条件。可是我们这样的想，如果是不对的想法或者是没有智慧的想法，那个关键是在于当你一直认为有个人有个东西的时候，这个想基本上会是有无明在想的。好，那第二个重点是老师回到就是现在，那你怎么打破？因为关键还是我们认为有人有东西，你如果一直在有这种东西里面，你怎么打破它？你就是要了解，其实现在升起的法只是去经验的明法跟不知道什么的设法，这样子一个整体的概念才会慢慢打开来打破。
And this is the truth, the way it is, the way whatever it now is conditioned. So, what is the difference between not understanding it as no self or take it for I with trouble?
我们都知道现在只有法在生命哦，那个知道没有我的跟认为有我有东西的差别到底是什么？
You think that I can solve, I can do this, I can try this, but if it's not conditioned, can that be such moment?
你或许会去认为说我应该怎么做，或是我可以怎么做，我可以解决这个问题。如果没有就是没有邪见的话，没有认为我存在的话，会这样想吗？
That's why the best moment in life is to understand what is there as not self. But it has to be such and such by conditions, as different people, different ideas, different actions, see? And different reaction. By conditions, all by conditions. So it's wrong to be troubled with the idea of self.But what about the understanding of it has to be that no one can control? But they are all as they are. Nama cannot be Rupa, and the Rupa cannot be the Nama.
所以解决这些所有的问题的一样哦，就是要了解现在出现的法。可是当我们说一切都是因缘和合的时候哦，我们直接跳这个结论，如果智慧不够，可能会产生一种无力感。但是一切都是因缘和合的这个事情，如果你能够透过 现在正在出现的法，不管是明法还是设法去了解，你才能够真正了解那个都是因缘和合的意义是什么。那个是一种释放，而不是一种无奈或者是该怎么办。
What will be there from this moment cannot be conditioned by anyone at all, but by conditions to just condition that moment to arise itself. So the best thing is to understand the truth of no one there, but at different moments of thinking, seeing, liking, disturbing of something different all the time, not the same one at all.
所以最好的事情就是去了解根本就没有人，好像就是一直有在看，有在听，有在想，但是并不是那个有一个人在看，在听，在想。这些嗔恨啊，贪爱，这些种种的困扰一直在改变，没有一颗是一样的。
Understanding the truth of this will have less trouble about whatever is there or will be from now on. It has to be like it has to be by conditions.
了解这个其实是帮助我们，其实从去释放，从不善里面释放出来，不是去担心现在在那里的是什么，或者在那里的将会是什么，不去担心这些事。
Is this a kind of relief?
这是不是一种释放呢？自由呢？
Let go a little bit the idea of self or the clinging to the self so much.
慢慢放掉我，只取我这件事情。
Whatever arises when Panya is there, it's all right because it's not anyone at all. Just arise and falls away all the time in 3 seconds.
当智慧升起的时候，智慧可以了解，现在不管出现的是什么，不管是什么，那都是因有条件的。
Can you do anything about that which has risen and gone completely?
那些还没有升起的，已经过去的，你能做什么吗？
So, Panya can be there at any situation because it understands the truth that actually it just arisen by conditions and fall away in 3 seconds, no more there from moment to moment in life.
智慧可以在任何时刻，也是因为适当的条件，它就会升起，去了解到底在发生的是什么，那么它也立刻就灭去了。
And Irene, you said at the start that all dharmas are conditioned.Which is correct, but then you said, but in life we have different situations. So what is the situation now?
所以刚刚 Irene 提到说，好，这些法是因缘生灭的，但是生活中呢，会有一些情况，有一些状况。那 Sarah 的问题是，那现在呢？现在是什么 situation？ 现在是什么情况？ Irene，
有，我有在听。现在是什么情况？现在就是生，就是法的升起灭去。我们在听佛法，我们在讨论佛法，就是在 在思考。
We are listening and discussing and thinking, considering Dharma.
So at this moment of seeing, then it's just seeing. The moment of hearing, just hearing. So at the moment when we talk about being together and discussing Dharma.Is this a reality or is this just thinking about a story about different realities?
所以当现在呢，有在看，有在听，有在想，可是当我们其实想的，我们大家一起在线上讨论佛法，听佛法，我们在思考佛法，这个只是在想，这个并不是真的是在探究现在在听的法是什么。
Like when we say we see people fighting, I think that was your example. What is seen is just what is visible. What is heard is just sound. But there's thinking about the story, the situation of people fighting.
所以现在这个状况是这样子。即使是举例的如果有人打架这个例子，被看到的还是只是色尘，被听到的只是声音。那至于有人有在打架，这个是在想。
In the same way, we think about the story of the snake eating the frog, and how I will have metta, or we think about how we are gathered together having a Zoom discussion. But in truth, there are just different namas and rupas arising and falling away by conditions, nothing else at all.
所以，不论是我们在讨论。蛇吃青蛙的那个情况，或者是有人打架的情况，或者是我们在讨论佛法的情况，不管是任何情况，真相是什么？真相就是只有类似 掩饰，而是去想着法，各种明法设法在生灭，不管你是什么情境，其实就只有法在生灭。
So life just exists at this, if it's not seeing now, or hearing, or smelling, or tasting, it's just thinking about different situations, different people, different things. So the thinking is real, but the idea, the situation, is just the imagined ideas and concepts and stories about different realities.
所以在看在听之后的去想，不管是想着这些各种情况，刚刚讲的蛇等等的打架，那个去想的是真的，但是被想的只是想象出来的情况而已。因为我们刚刚讲只有法在生灭嘛，那些不管是打架或者是蛇啊，这些都只是想象出来的。
So the different situations we think about, like going to a restaurant and having lunch, the snake attacking the frog, being together in a Zoom discussion, it's just thinking about different ideas because of memory of different moments of seeing and hearing and so on.
所以当我们想着要去餐厅啊，或者是刚刚讲过的那些情况的故事，那么在想的时候，因为有记忆嘛，有一些记忆才能够去想着这些各种故事。但是重点还是回到为什么佛陀会说这是幻象世界，因为那个是幻象的，真正的是这些生灭的法。
So when you ask, should I wait and see what happens, it's exactly the same as Pat's question, should I help the frog or should I just do nothing? It's actually anotherSituation, another story, all about I that can do this or I that can do that. It's not the understanding of the truth of life at this moment, which is just the different realities arising and falling away by conditions.
所以刚刚那个打架该怎么做，或者是任何情况情境你该怎么做的问题，就跟 Pat 之前讨论的该不该去救青蛙这个事情是一样的，还是什么都不要做。这个其实又是关于各种故事，关于我应不应该怎么样，我可不可以怎么样，这个一样又回到就在无明的想象的世界里了。
So the thinking I should or I should not is just different moments of thinking, and that thinking can think about anything by conditions. So thinking is real, but I should do or not is just what is imagined.Just what is conceptualized by the thinking.
嗯哼，那所以想着这个，想着那个，会这样子想，也是因为是因缘条件累积的习惯性或什么样，会才会这么想。那还是一样哦，那个被想的只是个情境，只是个想象的概念世界、幻象世界而已。那个真正的去想的，才是要被了解的。
Right now, thinking can think about anything by conditions. It can think about the names that we can see on the screen. It can think about lunch. It can think about, I should do this or that. But only thinking is real. Just that reality which arises and thinks and is gone immediately. All the ideas, the fantasies, the dreams are not real at all.They're just ideas that are thought about.
嗯哼，那么比如说我们现在看着荧幕上有各种名字哦，你看到这些名字，你就开始会想这个想那个了。所以这个一样就是所谓的 fantasy 或者是 dream， 你在幻象的世界里面，你在梦里面，这些这个那个都是各种各样的梦，是被去想出来的。但是那个去想的是真的，它升起就灭去了，它是什么品质呢？
So in reality, there are no frogs and snakes, no people, no different situations, no one fighting. There are just different namas, different cheetahs and cheetah seekers experiencing objects, and different rupas which don't experience anything.
真相就只是心心所设法，这些明法设法在每个时刻的生灭哦，并没有人在打架，并没有蛇，并没有青蛙。
And as John explained, the best reaction to any situation is a moment of understanding of true nature of reality at that moment. As John explained, the best reaction to any situation is the understanding of the present reality of the present moment.
就像老师刚刚有解释过的，对任何情境的回应，能够最好的回应就是了解那个时候生命的吧。
But as you acknowledged in your question, realities, including that of understanding, are conditioned. And so understanding cannot be made to happen at will.
那么这些生命的法，包括智慧也是生命的法，它是有条件的。所以这个时候智慧会不会升起，当然也是要有条件，有或没有升起。
More can a kusala reaction be made to happen at will, because a reaction happens according to accumulated tendencies and other factors of the circumstance.
同样的，没有其他的善也可以因为意志力或意图要它升起，因为他们也是因为累积的习性是善的或不善的回应啊。
So we don't need to actually think about what should be the right reaction.To a particular situation, to the situations that we meet in daily life, because these will happen by conditions according to accumulated tendencies and the little understanding that we do have.
所以我们并没有必要去预设说，在生活中这个或那个情况，我应该要怎么样去回应？因为所有的回应其实都到时候真的发生的时候，你不知道会是什么因缘条件发生。
But if we keep in mind that what is important is the understanding of the true nature of the present moment, then we appreciate that the reaction will be as it is, and we don't have to be concerned about trying to steer it or deal with it in any particular way.
所以如果你能够记得最重要的事情呢，其实就是了解现在出现的法，以及他们背后已有它的因缘条件，那么对你来讲就不是那么重要的事情，在那个时候该怎么反应，因为那个时候你会真的了解，它不是一个你那么大的顾虑，你应该要这样或那样子回应。Harry， 你可能要把握几分钟，还有几分钟你可以继续问。
听了阿江跟 Sarah 这样的说法之后，我沉淀一下，然后我想说的就是，老师刚刚有说这些都是要有耐心，然后刚刚有说重点不是我怎么去反应，而是我要了解真相是怎么想的，我是这个过程想的过程，我要了解这个真相，我沉淀一下。
I need to consider what were explained because the most important thing is to understand the present moment, the Dharma, but not to think about how to react. Still I need to think about this. Okay.
Yes.Can anyone do anything? You think this way, and could Aaron think the other way? Can anyone do anything? Oh, no one can. There are different conditions, conditioned realities. Without condition, nothing can arise at all. But we don't know what the condition is at that very moment, but it's there. That's why sometimes people think wrong, and sometimes some people thinkDifferent, right? See, who knows? They are conditioned moment. Even right now, even right now.
包括现在，就像现在，没有因缘条件，有什么可以升起呢？如果没有因缘条件，有任何事情可以升起吗？所以有些事情，有人会认为是对的，有人会认为是不对的，这都是各种不同的因缘条件。
Moment of.Wrong understanding, moment of no understanding, and moment of right understanding by conditions. That's why without the development of understanding what is heard now, at this very moment, we heard about seeing, and seeing is now. That which is seen and that which sees is different. So what about the understanding of the difference? No one can condition it to arise, but...From hearing again and again and again, no expectation at all. It's there by conditions. One day, see? And Panya knows exactly what is what, with or without direct awareness, and direct awareness and direct Panya begins to develop, to understand better, little by little, with Kanti Parami.No doubt about Kanti Parami now, because reality which is there now does not appear as it is.
有了解的那一刻，没有了解的那一刻，都有它的条件哦。每一刻智慧能不能申请，都是不是谁决定的。所以现在呢，眼视去看的那个眼视跟被看到的色尘，它有没有被清楚的分开来了？这个有没有智慧去了解这件事情？当然也是需要耐心，波罗蜜需要耐心，而不是急着去做这个做那个，能够去让正念升起来去觉知法。所以我们不断的听闻佛法，讨论佛法，就是为了要累积这个因缘条件。
Thank you.
Thank you, Johnson.